Welcome. I'm Dr. Owen Anderson, and this is another weekly devotional. This time I want to look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs 12, 25. In the New King James Version, it says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." So anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Now, what stood out to me about this was, when you first read it, it can seem very obvious, which is that if you've got something on your mind and you're anxious, you're worried, maybe you've got a big bill coming up or a doctor's appointment or something that might be going wrong with the child, and you're thinking, I don't know what's going to happen, I'm very anxious, then you get good news back, a good report, and you say, oh, good, now I feel much better. And of course, I think that's true. Many times the Proverbs are making very, what might seem like obvious connections, but that's why they're commonsensical and why we need them to learn wisdom and prudence. Wisdom and prudence make sense. They're perfectly obvious. But I wondered if there's something more going on here, just in the idea of the word. Because while we might get feedback about something that's on our mind and it makes us feel better, ultimately, the good word is the word of God. And so while we could give lots of little instances of being anxious or worried and then something happens and we feel much better, ultimately, the problems facing us aren't only the circumstantial ones, and I'm not saying that to minimize those or to put them down. A lot of our life is spent in those, and we need to have a good word about those. But we face bigger problems about our own existence, about our future, about the fact that we're going to die, and then questions about what happens when I die and what's the meaning of it all. And our daily struggles kind of get fit into that bigger picture. And so it's the Word of God which solves those problems for us so our mind can be at rest. We come into this world and we have some awareness that something's wrong with the world. Things aren't the way they should be. But then we also realize there needs to be a solution, and it's the Word of God that tells us both what the problem with the world is, and in a most fundamental sense, it's that it's alienated from God as Creator, and then what the solution is. Well, that solution is provided by God. Only God can provide the solution, and that solution is given to us in Scripture, that we can indeed be redeemed through the work of Jesus Christ. And so that good word puts our big anxieties to rest. Now, I think in the Christian life, we could easily take that for granted and say, yeah, I know those are at rest, but I've got these other problems facing me about this bill or this medical issue, and those are the ones that I need help with. Well, I don't think the word is silent there. And in fact, I think both general revelation and special revelation remind us of the love of God and the presence of God, and that even when we go through suffering, God is with us and is serving a purpose in our life. It's not just wasted. And a lot of times, if we can't see what that purpose is in the moment, we might have to back up and remember the bigger purpose that it serves while trusting the Lord will make known to us other purposes that it serves in our life. And so that gives our heart peace or rest or hope, even in the midst of the kinds of struggles and worries that might overcome us in life. And that's why we should begin our days and go through our day and end our day thinking about the glory and majesty of God and praising Him, because it helps us put these other worries in focus. And I think that really is the good word at the end, is God is great and we can know God. Those two truths together blow away any other anxiety that we might face otherwise. So Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Thanks for joining me today.